All right. Sit down. Enough. Success is a head game. It's brainwashing. You condition yourself. You build tombstones. You bury words that eliminate. You eliminate words. It's a head game. How you think to yourself when you fail determines how long until you succeed. One of the things about, I use the term God a lot. I don't know what kind of God I believe in. I don't know if it's a person, an entity, a spirit. But I do know there's this universal power that connects us. But whatever it is you believe in God, whatever it is you think about when you pray, that being, that person that's in control of the universe, that person, God, doesn't give people money. He doesn't. He only gives people concepts. See, that's the real secret that's worth studying. The thing about the giant people, the Edisons, the Muhammad Ali's, the Tom Mahonigans from Domino's, the Steve Jobs, they know this. They know that they expect flashes of insight to appear in their mind. They don't need from other people. They know they will receive. That if they think about it, see, the book's called Think and Grow Rich. Not do things, not take action. Think. Why? Because everything first originates as a thought. You can't do shit you hadn't thought about. You can't build a house you haven't written down. So there are methods of increase. There are rules and laws and structure to this stuff. See, the giants know the alpha code. They know that they're going to receive. That all the direction they need will appear in their mind. This is why many of them carry a pen. There's an increase method that goes with the law of the pen. Tom Mahonigan, the founder and genius behind Domino's, who built the billion-dollar pizza monopoly, never went anywhere without a legal pad. In his book, Pizza Tiger, it's basically a total roadmap that inspired a whole generation of alpha codes. Now, most of you listening don't remember. This was before entrepreneurs were cool. This was before the Grant Cardones and the Gary Vaynerchuks. But here's the insight. Get this. Genius doesn't differ from other people in that they're more intellectually or smarter. It's only... their confidence and expectation of insight being revealed to them. They expect it. Because what you think about comes about and what you focus on grows. The reason that works is that's how the universe speaks to you. The law of the pen. The reason I was a successful network marketer, I've recruited over 100,000 people in the last 17 years. The reason I was able to do that is the law of the pen. A life worth living is a life worth documenting. The only people whose lives are documented are people who have something of value to give. You might say, Gerald, what about Charles Manson? He has value to give. There's a lot of value in that. There's some people who would gain insight into understanding how to deal with the criminally insane. A life worth living is a life worth documenting. Many of you listening to me right now share more memes than you write down stuff. You click on memes and you haven't written down a fucking line about you and your future. A life worth living is a life worth documenting. The reason I've written 7 books, legacy. Because I hate to break it to you, when you die, you go away, gone from existence. Kings have lived. You don't even know their name. Within one generation of your death, you'll be have never existed. It's only with the documents you leave behind. And so I began to write books on building wealth, first to speak to myself, to hold myself accountable. How the fuck am I not going to do what I put down in a book? I have no excuse. And so I began to write books on how to invest. Why? So that I would invest. But also so that my descendants and grandkids and people around me could. And that I would be a walking benefit, a walking prosperity to other people that maybe through me, through my story, they would be encouraged. And learn from my failures and learn from my mistakes. It's one of the things that drives me crazy about the left. It's not that I'm some right-wing radical. Is that the left doesn't understand the universal laws. They don't understand that you don't help people by giving them shit. That doesn't help anyone. This is why you don't feed wild animals. It doesn't fucking help them. It makes you feel better. Liberal politics is about you feeling better. It has nothing to do with helping people because that's not how you help them. Don't you understand that your mess, your problems, the fucking problems in your life is your message? That the only people we respect in this world are people who came from nothing and got something. Nobody gives a shit about Paris Hilton. It's not inspiring anyone. But Conrad Hilton, who came from nothing and became a billionaire, quite inspiring. Your mess is your message. So when you see people trying to take your problems, trying to steal your dignity, see, when you go through trying to help people, you're stealing their superpower. Because their fucking problems are what gives them power. How dare you take that from people? You have no right. But people don't see it that way. People don't understand that the problems you're born with, the disabilities, the things you can't overcome, that when you take those things become the magic power. Those things become the fuel that make you special. It's not the shit that was handed to you. All the things that were given to you, no one cares about. There's no respect there. Good for you. Good for you. You got something handed to you. Congratulations. That's all about the giver. Trying to make themselves feel good. Do you not understand that being gay is a superpower? I said that once. My son is gay. And I come from a very conservative area. And I'm a very conservative man. I have very right-wing conservative views. Now, I don't go around posting them. Because I don't give a fuck what your views are. I don't care. At the same time, being right-wing, I'm also socially liberal. I don't care who you have sex with. I don't care what you smoke. I don't care. It has nothing to do with me. See, my personal views could differ from you, and we could live in harmony. That's the way America used to be. Or should be. I have friends that are huge Hillary Clinton fans. For the life of me, I can't understand it. They're still my friends. But many people on the left have very simple minds. If you don't agree with them, they're done talking to you, right or wrong. And then they begin to project morality onto everyone. If you don't agree with us, you must be immoral. You must be a racist. If you want to build a wall, you must be a racist. And they begin to use terms like this, divisive terms. Think on that. And this is why I just don't pay it any attention. Because they're trying to steal the dignity of the people that they're trying to help. But they don't see that. Now the right in the 1980s when I was a kid, the right did the same thing. We had the moral majority. Jerry Falwell. We began to put stickers on albums. Bad content. Bad content. And what happened? It was the best thing you could have ever done for music. Because almost always, people get the opposite result of what they're trying to accomplish. Why? Because your fucking point was wrong to begin with. You're trying to correct something that you can't correct. You're trying to steal from people, and the universe isn't going to let that happen. Your mess, your problems, your dad being a drunk is your fucking superpower. It's what emboldens you. It's what gives you strength. It's what you know you don't want to do. And so that shit is grounded. I know I don't want to be like this. And it gives you perspective. And now, what? It becomes a bridge. The law of the pen says that a life worth living is a life worth documenting. This is why I wrote 5 books. Who the fuck am I to write a book about investing? Who? Nobody. But a life worth living is a life worth documenting. And so I began to document. To speak first to myself, to hold me accountable. It's okay to post a meme. It's okay to say you want to do this and that. Write a fucking book on it. Write a book on it. Watch how hard that is. What do you think happened in my investing career when I sat down and penned the book, You Don't Have to Die Broke? I reinforced in my own mind. It's called the law of the pen. You want to increase your wealth? You want to be more successful? You want to be bigger in your field. You want to be somebody that people look up to. Write that shit down. And you're going to find that it's hard. See, the truth is genius doesn't differ from other people in his or her access to genius. We all have the same spirit and God created all of us the same. But they confidently expect to receive images and flashes and thoughts, and then they actually expect to execute on those. They're not asking why or how do I do this or could someone help me and I need a mentor and all that bullshit. Every time someone says that to me, I want to punch them in the face. They think they're doing something good, but not. You don't need a mentor. Spirit of the universe is in you. Everything you need is right there. Google it. You've been born at the easiest time that a human could ever have been born. Everything you want to know is at your fingertips. The book is called Think and Grow Rich, not Find a Fucking Mentor and Grow Rich. Think and Grow Rich. And the people that have put this stuff in people's heads make their money by collecting money by convincing you you need to do this. Social influence. And if you don't think people are socially influenced and socially engineered, you should have the conversations I have. Because all I hear is regurgitation of guru bullshit. And these are people who've never sat down and done any thinking or researching on their own. They just look for people with lots of followers and listen to them. That's what happens. I see it all the time. I witness it. I watch it. They don't think they have power in their own. They don't think they have power. There's also an increase method number 2 is the law of the word. See, now you can disagree. You can say, well, law of attraction, that's bullshit. Okay. You're still held accountable to it, bro. And so the law of the pen means what you document, what you write down, that's what you expect. That's what you expect. That's the reason writing goals work, because you're fucking writing it down. You're making a contract with you, yourself, and the universe. Now start publishing that shit. Start giving it away. Guess what happens? You're held accountable to it. But the law of word, the reason Muhammad Ali, Babe Ruth spoke with such extreme self-confidence is because they were using their own words to prescribe into their subconscious what they expected to see. Float like a butterfly, sting like a bee. In other words, go ahead and expect this ass whooping I'm fixing to bring you. Speaking. It's called forward speak. Falling forward fast. You first be. Be that which you're trying to become. I am an investor. Not I'm trying, I'm learning, we're figuring it out. No, I am an investor. And now you need to start acting different, talking different, reading different, the way you spend your time different. You know what I mean? People tell me they want to be real estate investors. And don't do anything that fucking real estate investors do. They send me all kinds of shit that I don't look at. Well, the ROI and this and the CapEx. I don't look at any of that shit. I just buy houses. I had people send me a chart. There was like 40 fucking things on this chart. What do you think about this, Gerald? I think it's all bullshit. I look at, you know what I look at? What is the rent in the area? What will it cost me to buy the house? And what do I need to do to fix it? And I can tell you that in 5 fucking minutes. No forms, no paperwork, no computer projections, nothing. I can walk in and in 5 fucking minutes, I'm done. I'm walking out. I either want the house or I don't. I don't need a guru. I don't need a course. Why? It's called personal power. Because what I've said to myself 10,000 times, I'm now executing on. I don't need you to help me. I don't need you to confirm it for me. I'm not going to fucking text you, email you, or DM you and say, what do you think? Because the same God that empowered you, Steve Jobs, Thomas Edison, empowered me. But you don't believe that. The reason you need confirmation. You know why you need confirmation? Because you don't believe in you. And so you go around confused. First, be. I am a runner. So if you are a runner, what do runners do? They run. So go fucking run. Tomorrow and the next day, you don't need a fucking heart monitor. You don't need the latest ever in the best shoes. You don't need the 18 ways to do a better fucking stretch pre-workout. You don't need 14 different meal options. Just go run. Do. Now, am I poo-pooing all that other stuff? No. But none of that other stuff is needed to be it. You know what it takes to become an investor? Thumbs. Thumbs. And a little bit of money. You take your thumbs and you type and you fucking log into your account. That's it. And yet people will overthink this, man. They'll overthink it. And they'll hear phrases like, oh, you should be greedy when other people are fearful and fearful when other people are greedy. And they intellectually agree with that. And then as soon as the market starts crashing, they do the exact fucking opposite. They follow the herd. That's why I hate memes. It's all bullshit that nobody follows. Nobody follows that shit. All the people posting those memes, they're not doing any of that shit. You got kids posting memes, the top 10 dividends. They don't own fucking any of them. They don't own any of them. And the people clicking like on it, highly doubt they own them. You think Warren Buffett's posting fucking memes? You see him posting inspirational quotes to live by. I do that. So I'm poking at myself right now. So here's what I started to do. Believe in the law of the pen. So when I post one, I wrote it. That's a different conversation. That's a different thought process. That's a different human being. It's one thing to share someone else's shit. It's another thing to write this shit. It's one thing to read a book. It's another thing to write a book. It's one thing to be a customer, and it's another thing to be an owner. And at some point, you have to decide which side of the cash register are you on. How many fucking books do you need to read? Some of you got 2 books in you. Can't write one. Some of you own businesses and you've done really well. And if you would only document it and share it with other people, your business would probably double. And you would create a second income stream. But you're, quote, too busy. But you got time to take the weekend off. I get people, here's what the funny thing is, when people send me things, I actually go look at their account. So when they tell me, oh, I'm doing this, I'm doing that, I go look. You know what I see? Beach photos, vacations. I don't see any fucking grinding. I don't see any work. All I see is fun. Why? Because that's what you value. You either value that or you're so concerned with other people think that you just want to post things that make them like you. You know what I post? Actual fucking work. Actual investments. Actual fucking things I wrote. Now, are they the best? No, I'm not a good writer. I'm not even pretending to be. I'm not the best investor. I'm not the richest guy. You know? Literally, one of my heroes today posted a meme saying that I don't have shit. He said, if you're a millionaire, you're broke. Okay? Well, fuck you. How about that? And people listen to that shit. That you're broke. You get to $1 million. And not, I'm not talking about your personal home. You have $1 million of investments. You've accomplished something. I don't give a fuck what that guy says. You've accomplished something. You've done something big. Don't let some guru, don't let some 60-year-old guru shit on it. And you should celebrate that. You don't stop there, but you celebrate it. The law of word. Words are free. Use them. What you say to yourself 10,000 times will erase what other people have said to you. Number three, part of this idea of the word, though, before I go on that, this podcast is what? Me documenting. Word. Word. My word. Who do you think I'm yelling at? Who do you think I'm talking to right now? Me. I got to hold me accountable. I got to speak into my own life, into my own mind. I have to remind myself that my message, my mess is my message. My fucking problems are my superpower. All of the things. I was born poor in a trailer park. Yeah, I use that. That's firewood, man. That shit lit a fire under me. I know what I don't want to be. I came from it. I'm not fucking glorifying it. I'm not going around telling people, oh, Will, let me give you... No! Stop being poor! Work! That's my thought. I don't glorify being poor. You don't give people just enough to stay poor. You don't take their one superpower, the one fucking gift God has given them, and shit on it by trying to control it to make yourself feel better. There's not enough resources in school. Really? Because all of the information in the entire world is free on Google. What do you mean there's not enough resources? Everything's free. But see, that's too easy. That doesn't make people feel better when they have and other people don't. Method number three, trust yourself. Which comes back to the fact that you need a guru. You don't need a guru. You need to trust yourself. Man's ignorance of the working disciplines of the laws of success does not save him from their consequences. Law is impersonal and works with no respect of person or position, good or bad. Man is warned then to be selective of what and who he believes is truth. In other words, be careful who you follow. If the people that you look up to and follow only post lifestyle, they never post work, you're a fool for following them. Harsh, right? I watch these people and all they post is lifestyle. Money, cars, houses. It's all bullshit, man. That's just marketing to the simple mind. The fact that you get something out of that or you think it's something just says that you have a simple mind. The fact that you think that's of anything. Nobody gives a fuck about that. Think anybody cares about your house? Think anybody cares What do you think did more for people? My nice house. I live in a fucking mini mansion. Or the free book that I gave away to show people how to invest. What do you think got me more karma? What do you think helped more people? Me posting pictures of my swimming pool and cars, or the book that I give away to show how I went from the trailer park turning $250,000 into $2.5 million. Which one benefited humanity more? That book that I give away, fucking work, where I sit down and worked and wrote it down using the law of the pen and the law of the word and then trusting myself and then giving it away. What do you think did more? That or me showing off and flexing with pictures? And yet, people request it, not read it. And go click on fucking memes. And click like on stupid ass Cardone pictures of him rolling in a jet. None of his investors have a jet. Hello. And people eat that shit up, man. They eat it up. And the 93%ers eat that shit up. And the 7%ers, they got their own investments. They manage their own real estate, their own stocks. And the herd gives their money to him. Oh, please, please, guru, manage my money. Because they're 93%ers. Now, you don't have to stay that way. It's up to you. Everything a man accepts as true bears an impression on the mind that must be filled into the physical. In other words, the things that you think about and focus actually come to life. They manifest. They show up. But it starts first in your mind. This is why you have to be first. Be what it is you're trying to be. Then take action. Assume the consciousness of the thing you're trying to be. I am an investor. I am a real estate investor. I am a business owner. I am a motivational speaker. I am a skateboarder, an influencer, whatever it is. You have to be it first. Then, once you've assumed the consciousness of what it is you're trying to be, guess what? What is the natural flow of that? You begin to do what they do, to act like they act, to read what they read, reinforcing what it is you said that you are. It's be, do equals results. Hey, this is Gerald Peters. Thanks for listening to the Science of Getting Rich podcast. As always, if you don't have a copy of my free ebook, You Don't Have to Die Broke, simply you could DM me on Instagram, email me, text me, call me, send a carrier pigeon, whatever you got to do, and I'd be happy to get a copy to you. If you don't have a copy of my book, The Money Flow, it's my strategy of how I trade and move money in and out of stocks at $25 by PayPal, be happy to sell that to you. You got to go through me. I look at every account of every single person who orders this book. It ain't about me making a bunch of money. It's about me affecting, influencing, motivating, and actually changing people's lives.